Tjej på läbbet har mig dors, den är rovel och mig och hela för mig och våra kvar och tog. Tjej på läbbet har mig dors, den är rovel och mig och du ser för kvar och vi ser röse på.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you know, each week I try to bring you the best of the mixture. The first hour is everything but Chazonus, and the second hour is strictly Chazonus. And for those of you who may be listening to this not on the internet, I encourage you to go to www.charliebernhout, that's B-E-R-N-H-A-U-T, as in Tom, charliebernhout.com. Not only will you be able to hear the first hour, but all my past shows, the 89 previous programs, are archived and indexed for your listening pleasure. Okay, we're coming down the home stretch. This coming Sunday is February 20th, and that will be the debut of the Cantorial Trio. Now, you know, I've been involved with Chazonus for many years, actually since 1977, I guess, but I've run concerts. I ran four concerts in 1992, 3, 4, and 5. That was in New Brunswick and with Cantor's World. My partner, Cantor Benny Rogozinski, and I did a lot of interesting concerts here in the city, Philharmonic, Metropolitan Opera, and the like. And I've dealt with a lot of Chazonim over the years. And I am just nuts about three young cantors, Yanky Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. They are a delight. They are excellent as Chazanim, and they're very young. And for me, they represent a bright future for Chazanis. I was able to raise some money to have some arrangements written for them, and there were some very, very generous people who came and stepped up to the plate so that this debut could take place this coming Sunday. We've about sold out half of the theater so far, which is a pretty good sign. I know that the Jewish Week is coming out with a major article this week, and hopefully I'll be on Nachum Siegel's show on Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll get one more big push. So if you haven't purchased your tickets yet, I advise you to do that right away. I remind you that you just go to the homepage of the website. In the upper right-hand corner, it tells you, just log on to Kaufman or Merkin Hall or whatever, and you can order the tickets. So this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will be Lemmer, Muller, and Miller, accompanied by the world's greatest accompanist for Chazonim, Danny Gildar. He's just dynamite. And yes, there will be some surprises. Now, I guess it's not a surprise for me to tell you that there'll be surprises, but I'm going to tell you. I've got some surprises that will also delight those who love Chazonis. It's in keeping with my desire to bring new voices to the cantorial audience. So I look forward to seeing you this Sunday, and I'm grateful that so far it doesn't look like there'll be a snowstorm. It'll be pretty good weather, and I think it's I'm just very, very pleased with the way things are developing. Okay, let's get on with the Chazonis. Last week I played Israel Shor. You may recall, I played quite a few of his selections. A lot of people were not aware that he wrote Sheyibor Nebeis HaMikdash, among others, Hatei, and many other famous compositions that were, let's say, taken by great cantors to be in their repertoires. So I have one more selection that I want to share with you of cantor Israel Shor, and this is Vili Rushalayim Ircha, cantor Israel Shor. ¶¶ That was Israel Shore. By the way, he composed Lefichach Anachnu Chayovim, which became a classic recording of the great label Waldman. Shore was born in 1886. He died in 1935. Let's see, 35. So he was really only 49 years old when he passed away. Some of the greats really had tragic lives in that sense. David Reutemann, he was born in 1884. He died in 1943. He studied under Zeidel Rovner, and he came to the United States in 1920. That was after he became the chassan at the Vilna Stutt Shul. He came here and served at Ohev Sholem congregation in Brooklyn for 2 years. And then Shaarei Tzedek in Manhattan, where he remained for 18 years. There was just a two-year interruption there. So we're going to hear David Reutemann chanting V'ha'arev Noah. V'ha'arev Noah. That's real Chazanis, isn't it? You know, as I was listening to that, I was thinking about Hirschman, that the two of them, Reutemann and Hirschman, sing with such clarity. Beauty, yes, but such clarity. It's very special. Well, our next selection is going to be with David Moshe Steinberg. And my friend Benny Rogoznitsky tells me that Steinberg was a master at improvisation. Not sure that this particular selection will reveal that, but let's just say, Steinberg was born in 1870. He died in 1941. And it was interesting, just like Shore wrote such great compositions that became famous through other cantors, Shai Yibona Beis HaMikdash, that was David and Moshe Kozovitsky and Waldman with Leficha Chanachnu. David Moshe Steinberg composed Ovinu Malkeinu, that was made famous by Yesala, and Hirschman recorded Steinberg's Birchas HaHalel and Habet Mishamayim, which certainly became classics. So it is interesting when you have a great chazan who is also a great composer. So let's hear David Moshe Steinberg with Omer Rabbi Elazar. Let me just make sure I have this correctly set up. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh!
David Moshe Steinberg with Omer Rabbi Elazar. Okay, we'll next hear from Mordechai Hirschman. Mordechai Hirschman. He was born in 1880 or thereabouts. He died in 1940. He served at Temple Beth El in Borough Park for 10 years. And as I say here, he had a beautiful tenor, a voice with great warmth, and was of hypnotizing power. He really was one of the great cantors of the Golden Age. Let's hear him chanting Shema Kolenu, the great Mordechai Hirschman.
Oh,
Is that beautiful? You know, Benny, I was thinking as I was listening to that about the fact that the instrumentalization actually enhanced his singing. It didn't overpower. And unfortunately, in some instances today, there are cantors with wonderful, wonderful voices, and they just get drowned out by the orchestration. And look, I have my bias. I like orchestras. I love orchestral music, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, you name it. But for the Chazanim, for me, the music is to enhance their singing, not to overpower it. And I was just thinking of the simplicity of, I think it was a flute and a violin and perhaps a piano. Whatever it was certainly beautiful. Well, cantor Paul Kaworski was born in South Africa. He was singing since the age of 9. He conducted services at the age of 14 at the South African Jewish community. And according to these liner notes, it says at the age of 19, Kaworski was appointed South Africa's youngest cantor. He studied with Chazan Shlomo Mandel. He attended the Tel Aviv Cantorial Academy, studying under the eminent Chazan Leib Glantz. And then he went to Toronto to the prestigious Beth Tzedek congregation, where I know that he was there for many years. I'm not quite sure if he's... I tried to Google to find out. I know he was there up until a couple of years ago, but I couldn't get anything more current. But one of the things that intrigues me about Kaworski is that he composed the selections that we're going to hear, and I think that that's such a rarity. You know, the musicality of a Chazan to be able to compose is certainly something rather unique. So we're going to hear a couple of selections. These are a little lighthearted, if you will, but I just decided I wanted to share them with you. So let's hear Yismachu, Paul Kaworski. This is a composition of his.
Malach utecha, shomerei shabbat, shomerei shabbat, v'korehei almek shabbat. Yismachu v'malach utecha, shomerei shabbat, shomerei shabbat, v'korehei almek shabbat. Amikar shei, mekar shishvi.
Argue with me? No, that doesn't belong in the first hour, or it belongs here. He's a Chazan, and let's hear Shim Shalom. This is another composition by Paul Kaworski. Chazan.
Shim Shalom Tovar Racha Ein Lachesed Rachamim Aleinu Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisroel Ve'al Kol Yisroel Amecha
Okay, it's light, but enjoyable. One more, and again, these are compositions by cantor Paul Kaworski, as sung by him. This is Shalom Aleichem.
Oh,
Okay, something a little different, and that was Paul Kaworski. Well, I received a couple of emails and some comments about a new Chazan on the scene, and I went out and purchased his album, and I've been listening to it in the car, and I have to say that he's pretty good. He's a young guy. I missed him. At Bethel, because it was crazy. I'm such a football fan, but I had made a commitment early on, and then didn't find out about the concert until it was almost upon us, and I just couldn't break the date. And I hear it was quite a wonderful concert put on by Levi Kanis. Now, one of his discoveries is a young man by the name of Tzvi Weiss. And as I say, I went out and purchased the CD, and I think it's pretty good. So I'm going to play a couple of selections to introduce him to you, for those of you who didn't attend or haven't heard him on any other broadcasting wavelengths. So let's start with Ma Tovu, and it's a composition by Bristowski, and this is the first time, it's a debut for me, to play Tzvi Weiss.
Vani, Sevilla,
Zvi Weiss. Okay. Good. Good. Interesting voice. Yeah. Young guy. I have to get more information about him, but I know that Levi Connors is very high on him, and rightly so. Let's hear another selection from his new album. This is Kehilot HaKodesh. Let's see, who composed this? It's from Ava Harachamim, and it's a composition by Shmuel Malavsky. Cantor Zvi Weiss.
Avrachamim shoychen meroymim berachamov atzumim uivkoyit berachamim machasidim vayeshorim yahatemimim kehilu isakoyde Shemosru nafshom Kehilo isa koidesh Shemosru nafshom Shemosru nafshom Al kedushas Bechayeyem uvemois omeloch niferodu Bechayeyem uvemois omeloch niferodu Bechayeyem uvemois omeloch La soy sre zoine koino. kerei me loi kei nu le toi vo. Le toi vo is kerei me ime shi o.
That's a beauty, wasn't it? One more quick selection. Well, it's not quick, but one more selection of Cantor Zwiegweiss, and we'll call it a night. This is Yismichu.
Yismichu v'malechu sechu Shumerei Shabbos v'koy riyoyneg Shumerei Shabbos, Shumerei Shabbos V'koy riyoyneg, oyneg Shabbos Shumerei Shabbos, Shumerei Shabbos V'koy riyoyneg, oyneg Shabbos Kadish Shevi Shabbos שביגי
was Cantor Zvi Weiss, and he studied, by the way, at the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute under Cantor Naftali Herstik, and I hope that you enjoyed the selections that were played this evening, and I congratulate my friend Levi Kanis on discovering Zvi and promoting him. And speaking of promoting, you know that I will be promoting a debut this coming Sunday. And I guess by now you know. It's coming Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Merkin Hall. It's right between Broadway and Amsterdam on West 67th Street. It's just a couple blocks north of Lincoln Center. You get there very easily. Just take the subway right to Columbus Circle, or I think there's also on the one, there's a stop at 66th or 67th Street. Anyway, Yankee Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller, the great accompanist Danny Gildar. A couple of surprises planned. We've sold about half of the theater already, which means we'll get a nice crowd there. And there's some seats, good seats, still available. Just go on to the internet, and you can order the tickets. You'll pick them up at the box office, but select your own seats. It's pretty neat. So if you haven't done it yet, just go to the website of Merkin Hall. Oh, you don't know where that website is? Just go to the homepage. You're listening to this on my website. Just go to the homepage, upper right-hand corner. Tells you where to go to purchase the tickets. So I look forward to seeing you there and saying hello to you and carrying on with this venture of Chazanis. And thank you for joining with me. And shalom, everyone. I'll see you this coming Sunday, 2 o'clock.